everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Never miss an OHL game by checking out OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll hear from a Calgary Flames prospect who was involved in quite an Eastern Conference game this past weekend. A comeback and a shootout was involved. That in a moment, but first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is another Calgary Flames prospect, Rory Cairns of the Sioux Greyhounds. He's the Player of the Week after scoring a league-leading 10 points last week on the back of 5 goals and 5 assists over 3 games and was a +3 for the Greyhounds. The 19-year-old from Caledon, Ontario, was selected by the Flames in the 6th round of the 2020 National Hockey League Entry Draft, originally a 4th round pick in the 2018 OHL Priority Selection by the Greyhounds. Meantime, also a 6th round pick of the Calgary Flames, but in the 2021 NHL Draft, is Jack Beck of the Ottawa 67s. Beck comes into this weekend with 8 goals this year already, and was involved in quite a game last week as the 67s mounted a big comeback and picked up a win in a shootout in Oshawa against the Generals. And that's where Beck and I picked up the conversation.
Yeah, I think our team was playing great the whole game, and Oshawa just got a couple lucky bounces, and it was unfortunate. But otherwise, I thought our team was playing good. We were playing our game, and we just stuck with it. We didn't get down on ourselves when they scored any goals. And after that third one, a couple guys looked down the bench and we were all saying, let's go, we got this next one. And I think right as we got that first one, we went down the train and everyone seemed pretty fired up. And right there, I think we knew as a team that we were going to get another one and then we were going to keep going. And right after that, we got 3 goals in a minute, which is pretty special. It goes with our no-quit mentality. And we went from there, and it was such a fun game. It was so fun to be a part of.
Now, of course, Oshawa did get that tying goal. So I'm sure on the bench, it was like, all right, let's not let that effort that we just did in the last few minutes go to waste.
Yeah, exactly that. When they scored, we just said, we just got to keep going. We still have the momentum. They did tie it up, but we ended up getting a power play and we got our momentum back there and we closed it out in the shootout, which was nice. We had some nice saves by McKenzie and a nice goal by Sarazati.
When you guys got on the bus, was it probably like, okay, that game certainly went a little differently than we thought even at the second intermission?
Yeah, it was definitely like, wow, what just happened? But we were just so proud of our team for coming together and coming back and scoring 3 quick ones, and actually even 4 quick ones. It was in 4 in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So it's nice to see that's what we have in our team and that's the potential we have and we can bring.
Makes for a more fun bus ride home from Oshawa to Ottawa, I got to think.
Way better. more vocal and a lot more hanging out with the guys.
The post-game meal's even better. Take me through the first few weeks of your season. 8 goals as you and I talk. Obviously, some bounces are going your way and some hard work's paying off. But, what's been working so well for Jack so far?
I just think the chemistry we have going on. We're a young team, and it was definitely a big rebuild. Not even rebuild, but brand new, getting a bunch of guys. We have about 12 guys where I think it's their first year, and just the chemistry we've gained already so fast, it's really good, and it's making the game easy on me. My line mates, Pennelly and Rower, they open the ice up for me and give me good chances, and all I got to do is put the puck in that when they give me that chance. So I worked a lot on that this summer, and I'm getting a couple lucky bounces right now, so it's good, but I just got to keep it going, and I think our whole team's playing great, and we all got to keep it up.
How important is it to get that early start and just get off to a solid start in the year, especially because you guys are just getting back into it after a crazy 18 months?
It's definitely nice for your confidence, and it's just nice to know that, like, when you get in a slump, maybe in a couple weeks or in a couple months, if so, during the season, you just know that you have more to give, and that's what you have if you come out strong. And it's just nice to have. I think I do have to credit everyone on our team. I could not do it with anyone, without any of these guys. And it's just, I'm so proud of what we've done so far. And I can't wait to see what we're going to accomplish throughout the whole season.
When you first joined Ottawa, you had Andre Tierney. Now you have Dave Cameron as your coach. Two guys that have been around for a while. What have you learned from those guys?
I learned a lot from Bear. He was unbelievable. He completely changed me as a player and my perspectives on just being better in the D zone, and little details that he has that he's given me that have stuck with me forever now. And Coach Dave's been unbelievable for us. He's hard on us and he keeps us accountable, which is good, because if you don't keep someone accountable, they can easily lose themselves. And it's been great so far. So I'm excited to see this.
For both, and probably with Andre, Bear Tierney there showing you the way, because obviously coming out of minor hockey, the game could maybe come a little easier versus in the O and wanting to move on to the next level. It's going to take more hard work. Have both coaches really tried to challenge you on that?
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely like coming out of minor hockey, it's a lot of a skilled game and you don't know as many systems. And once you get to junior, there's a ton of systems and you got to learn those. And I think the biggest thing is just translating your game to a pro level game rather than playing the skill minor hockey game. It's more now doing little details, blocking shots, getting in the right lanes and back checking, and all that goes a really long way that you don't, doesn't really get the highlight reel plays, but that'll get you where you want to be in life.
You've had a chance to be part of the Calgary Flames organization now. What has that meant?
Oh, that was the best feeling in the world. It was so special, and I was lucky enough to go down for camp. I was injured at the time, which was unfortunate. I didn't get to participate, but just such a surreal feeling, and they've been so good to me. They're always on me. They keep on top of me, and they treat me amazing. So I really have, like, I couldn't say a bad thing about them. They've been just the best ever.
And the familiar, the getting a little bit of that exposure, and it's probably some of the stuff that even your coaches in Ottawa have told you, where it's playing that whole game, it's taking care of yourself off the ice, not just on the ice. Did you find now when you got exposed to Calgary stuff, it's like, yeah, I'm seeing exactly what the guys in Ottawa were telling me.
Yeah, exactly that. Like when I went to camp, you see all the pro habits that they have, and you really have to take them and learn off of them. So everything they say is true. So it's nice to see it when I went up front.
Going back a little bit, you come out of the Toronto Marvels organization, and looking at that roster, it's guys that are all over the OHL, and I'm sure probably feels like almost every time you go into an OHL rink now or a team comes into Ottawa, there's somebody you played minor hockey with out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool playing a lot of your old teammates. It's like your best friends, and it's nice to see how well they do every time I check on how they're playing and how they're doing, and I try and watch as many games as I can. So it's nice having all your buddies in the OHL and just accomplishing their goals, and just being nice and like texting them, sending them how you doing, good luck, and just seeing how they're doing. So
that was Jack Beck of the Ottawa 67s. Here's a look at the Kia CHL top 10 rankings for this week. The top OHL club, the London Knights, coming in at number 4 nationally, the Kitchener Rangers at 8, and the Kingston Frontenacs at 10. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by CHL TV. You can watch every OHL game with passes starting at just $6.99. Be sure to check out OHL Live on CHL TV. That's all for this week. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.